So how much further could unemployment rise?
Well, the Reserve Bank is forecast to go into 4.7%. Michelle Bullock back in May was asked, would she consider that 4.7 too high? And she said no. And she said, oh, it was their aim to keep unemployment in the fours.
Mm.
I worry that it will get up to 4.7% a bit quicker than they were expecting. Michelle Bullock in her press conference last week said it was higher than they anticipated, the April figures. So it is my worry. I don't think we're at a point where we need to quite panic, but we're already seeing youth unemployment start to rise pretty quickly, and that can sometimes be the old canary in the coal mine because younger employed have less attachment to the workforce, they're less skilled, they're generally the last people who've been hired, and they're the first people to go. And that can be a sign that there's going to be other job losses to follow. We're not there yet, but I just wish the Reserve Bank was a bit more worried about that than they are about this wage price spiral, which, you know, hasn't happened in my working lifetime. So I'm not sure why they keep worrying about it.
How much could, you know, lower wages and potentially higher unemployment feed or further fuel the discontent that we know is brewing within parts of the community and that is contributing to political upheaval at the moment?
Yeah, really good question. Because this is, you know, when we look at what's happening with One Nation and when you look at how the economy is talked about, how it's reported on, how the institutions, whether it be the government or the Reserve Bank, talk about it, it feels very disconnected from people's lives. And it almost feels like the workers are the ones who have to shoulder the burden. They're the ones who have to fix the problem through higher mortgage repayments, even though inflation's going up because of oil prices from something Donald Trump dreamed up.
Mm.
All you're really doing is just saying, no, you need to suffer a bit now so that you don't feel too good later on. And it's just like, wow, what an economy.
Mm.
And I think it gets felt by people that we are the ones, workers are the ones who are not being thought of when the elite institutions, whether it be the Reserve Bank or even governments, are talking about the economy.
Mm. Many people have been saying for many years that the antidote to the far-right populist surge is tackling that economic disenfranchisement and inequality that you've just described. We've covered a lot of ground. Thank you so much for your time, Grogs.
No worries, Noah. Always great to chat.
That was Guardian columnist and chief economist at the Australia Institute, Greg Jericho. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com and we've linked to his latest column on the RBA on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria and Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Lou Hill. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.
In a world of need, we need medical care. Without delay. Without bias. Without bureaucracy. Without prejudice. Without violence.
Civilians are not expendable.
Without apathy. Without division. That's why we need Doctors Without Borders. Save lives at msf.org.au.